Amen. And now I'm going to read the passage that John will be sharing about later. It's the story of Ruth. It's another testimony in a way. And this is the story. In the days when the judges ruled, there was a famine in the land. So a man from Bethlehem in Judah, together with his wife and two sons, went to live for a while in the country of Moab. The man's name was Elimelech. His wife's name was Naomi. And the names of his two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephrathites from Bethlehem, Judah. And they went to Moab and lived there. Now, Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left with her two sons. They married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. After they'd lived there about 10 years, both Mahlon and Chilion also died, and Naomi was left without her two sons and her husband. When Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. Then Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, "Go back, each of you, to your mother's home. May the Lord show you kindness, as you have shown kindness to your dead husbands and to me. May the Lord grant that each of you will find rest in the home of another husband." Then she kissed them goodbye, and they wept aloud, and said to her, "We will go back with you to your people." But Naomi said, "Return home, my daughters. Why would you come with me? Am I going to have any more sons who could become your husbands? Return home, my daughters. I'm too old to have another husband. Even if I thought there was still hope for me, even if I had a husband tonight and then gave birth to sons, would you wait until they grew up? Would you remain unmarried for them? No, my daughters, it is more bitter for me than for you, because the Lord's hand has turned against me." At this they wept aloud again. Then Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye, but Ruth clung to her. "Look," said Naomi, "your sister-in-law is going back to her people and her gods. Go back with her." But Ruth replied, "Don't urge me to leave you or to turn back from you. Where you go, I will go. And where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God my God. Where you die, I will die, and there I will be buried. May the Lord deal with me, be it ever so severely, if even death separates you and me." When Naomi realized that Ruth was determined to go with her, she stopped urging her.
We've heard the story of three people who are going to be baptized. And I'm going to think a little bit about their story and the story that we've just read. Their stories and the story that we read from Ruth remind us that life can sometimes be complicated. The reading told us that Ruth and Naomi lived in a time of the judges, and that was a time of great chaos and confusion. Everyone did that which was right in their own eyes. And life can be complicated when everyone does different things. If everyone in the family decides to go in different directions, it can be very confusing. If everyone in the country goes in different directions, it can be very confusing, very chaotic, very difficult. Life is complicated. For the family in this story and for the stories that we've heard, we've seen how complications can make life difficult. For the family in the story, there was famine. There was relocation to another land. There was multiple bereavement. Three men of the family dying. And then there was relocation back to their homeland. Life is complicated. And Natasha, Olivia and Becky have described how things can be complicated in their lives too. God doesn't promise to make life simple for the people that follow him. That's interesting, isn't it? In the story, we're told that when Naomi goes back home, she says to her daughters, I can't promise things are going to be easy back where I come from. I can't promise that you'll have new husbands. Your husbands have died. I can't promise you'll have new husbands. Or things will be easy or good for you. Life is complicated. The wonderful thing is that God is willing to be with us in the complications. He's willing to stand by us and to be near us and to lead us through. Life is complicated. And the word that's used in the reading about this is that Naomi was empty. And sometimes in life, the complication of life is that we feel we're running on empty. Physically, we might be depleted. Mentally, we might be at the end of our tether. Maybe we just feel that the resources have all seeped out and we haven't got the strength to go on. Life is complicated. And life also involves choices. It's interesting, one of the things that Olivia has said to me, she can't change her condition, but she can change her attitude towards her condition. There are choices, aren't there? We make a choice as to how we respond to different things in life. We can allow things to make us or break us. We can allow things to be an invitation to enter life, or we can allow things to simply drift into one kind of a death or another, one kind of reduced life or another. So Naomi was going home. She has two daughters who come from this country where she'd been in exile. Their husbands had died, and they have a choice. Come with Naomi or stay at home. Naomi said, it's not going to be easy back where I come from. It's going to be very difficult. One of the daughters, she chooses to stay at home. But Ruth, the other daughter, she chooses to stay. She says, where you go, I'll go. Your people are my people. Your God, my God. She makes the choice to take a step from her past into the future. A brand new identity. A brand new person to be devoted to and dedicated to. Your God, my God. In the New Testament, Paul writes to a church and he says to them, you have turned to God from idols. You've turned to serve the true and living God. It's what Christians call conversion. And that's what we're celebrating in these three young women's lives. A conversion. Conversion of their imagination. Conversion of their hearts. They've changed. Their attitudes have changed. They've said, I want to follow Jesus. He's the best person in my life, and I choose to follow him. It's all about choices. Someone has said that everybody worships something. Everyone has something or someone that they'd be willing to give everything for. The problem is that sometimes we choose the wrong thing. We back the wrong horse. We choose the wrong person. We seek for love in the wrong places. We offer up our everything to something or someone who gives us nothing. You've got to serve somebody. Ruth said, I'm going to serve the one true and living God. Olivia, Becky, and Natasha are saying, I have come today to say that I love Jesus because he loves me, and I have decided to follow him. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God. And life is about change. Life is about grasping the idea that change is possible. That it doesn't always need to be the same old, same old. That life is not just repeating the repeat button. It is not a rerun of yesterday or last year or the rerun of our rubbish life forever. There is the possibility of change. Later on in the story of Ruth, someone says to Ruth, "You've come to take shelter under the wings of the God of Israel. You were vulnerable, you were insecure, but now you are under the secure wings of the God of Israel." Life is about change. And life is about changing from being empty to being full. Ruth was told, "Can't promise you a husband, can't promise you a future." She actually found a new husband. She had a baby. And Naomi finally said, "I came here empty, but I am now full." Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it to the full." Life is about change. Life is about believing that there is a message that things can be different. Things in your life can be different if you make a choice to attach your life to Jesus, who is the very source of life and hope. God's story, your story. There is a story in our world that says God has made you, God loves you, God sent his son to die for you so that you could find out who you really are, so that you could begin to flourish, so that you could know forgiveness and a fresh start. In a moment we're going to hear the songs and the splash that tell us that three people are declaring their new life. Maybe today is a day when your new life begins too. How about thinking about that? Okay, our first song is going to be the song Amazing Grace, My Chains Fell Off. That's chosen by Natasha. So Natasha is up first. But before we do that, I thought I'd ask the question to all three of you at once, so we don't need to repeat it all. The three questions we're going to ask in the baptism pool. And the question is, I'll look at one of you each time, okay? Do you profess repentance toward God who is offended by sin? You do. Do you profess faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the only Saviour from sin? And do you promise that with God's help, you will serve the Lord forever in the fellowship of his church? Great. Okay, so we're going to see.